Hi, Erica.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good
evening.
I just got through having a major coughing fit, so I sound a little hoarse. So we're a little bit more than a week away from Valentine's Day. And I'm sure everybody's seen everything in the stores and all that stuff. And it's interesting because I've had several conversations with my girlfriends over the past couple weeks about our relationships and about love. And we just, you know, maybe it's just what girls do, whether Valentine's Day is coming or not, but we have just talked about, you know, our needs and our relationships. And it's just been really interesting to listen. One of my friends told me some things I didn't know about her previous marriage and how, you know, how it led to a situation where she realized it wasn't healthy for her to be there after being married for 34 years. And it was just kind of good to listen and kind of just reflect and share with them. And so then that kind of made me start thinking about Jesus and about conversations that he had. You know, here came Jesus in the Bible and the conversations that he had with people that were so different probably than anything they had ever had before. I don't think that back then, I'm guessing that people didn't have time to talk much about romantic love because they were busy just surviving. And maybe romantic love was for people who were wealthy or who had, you know, time on their hands. But I'm guessing that in that time, people just needed to stay alive and find ways to have food and shelter. The closest people came to that was love for their sons, because sons were valued so highly in that ancient culture. And then for women, you know, I know that when at a young age, they had to be given away many times to other families so they could play their role. So again, here comes Jesus into the scene and starting to have conversations with religious leaders and with masses of people who began to feel like maybe there's something more to life than just surviving and just getting by. And I was doing some reading in the New Testament and just saw that Jesus had some very interesting conversations with different people that were very intimate and very direct and very that may have been a first with his disciples, the types of conversations that they had, where he talked to them honestly about things. I would think that that was very, just very revealing that this was different. Here was somebody who was very different in talking to them in a way that they hadn't spoken before. And so I was thinking about our relationships with Christ and how the conversations that we have with Jesus can be very similar. They need to be very similar, where we can read his words and hear what he's saying about the promises that were made and how God is going to fulfill his promises through him. And that's why he came here, to have those conversations and to reveal what God has to do. I think about Jesus saying, "Follow me," like, What did that mean when he told the disciples, "Follow me"? Like, follow me where? To a better job, to a better life? How that must have been so out of place. and how he says the same thing to us. Follow me. What does that mean to follow him and to have that conversation with him? And that's something that's just, that's an ongoing conversation, I think. Jesus was from an uncool place, an uncool town. He wasn't from a place that was thought of as like the hub of everything, cosmopolitan. And he spoke to people who were the masses that were from not very, he went out to faraway places and talked to people that didn't really have contact with a very cosmopolitan life, so that he could have these very real conversations and talk to them about life. So I was just, those were some things that were on my mind thinking about the types of conversations that I want to have with Jesus, that I want to learn more about from him. As we've been reading in small group, speaking of Jesus, some of the thoughts I had were kind of sparked by that book, and how it was just so different, knowing Jesus and loving Jesus and what that really meant. And how does that translate into our relationships today and the love that we have today? If you will take your bread and your juice and let's pray before we take the bread. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being so real with us, coming to be among us and to talk to us about your plans and what God is doing, that you really meant it, that God really meant it, that he has a bigger plan for us, and that you were the one to bring that to fruition by your death on the cross. So we thank you for that, by sacrificing your body. Let's take the bread. And now let's pray before we take our juice. Dear Lord, we thank you that once again, you were the word that became flesh, but also, Lord, that you gave your blood to show us that you would go to the end for us, to bring salvation to the world, to bring your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that you were not interested, that you were, your interests were in saving us and giving us the life that was promised a long time ago. And we thank you and praise you for that. Amen.